So how'd it go?
There was an incident.
Police?
No, just some kid. Things could have gone. Do you believe in omens?
Fuck omens. Just got shook up is all. This job, the next one in Minneapolis, you'll have had a good year.
Yeah, you'll have had a good year too. Only I'm taking all the risk. You're just selling it.
You got something else in mind?
It's just this Minneapolis job. I don't like it.
It's a lot of money to leave on the table, champ. I got a buyer waiting.
Yeah, I know. It's in the middle of the day and you got to walk out the front door. We don't know how many people are waiting in the car. Somebody could get hurt. Just, I wish I wasn't so stuck all the time. Like I needed to put myself in danger to move forward.
There's always danger. Just keep moving.
The inspiration for this week's video is Crime 101, something that I saw last February. And the one recurring thing that one notices about any heist movie, whether it is Ocean's 11, Crime 101, or even Inception, there is a sense of calculated momentum in all of these films. Patrick H. Willems is one of my favorite video essayists on YouTube, and he once made an incredible piece about vibe films. He said Tenet or even Michael Mann's film Miami Vice, these are considered the ultimate vibes films. And in a vibe film, it's not so much about the plotting of the film itself, but rather we see competent people at work with haste. Even in high school when I first watched All the President's Men with Robert Redford, there's this sense of just really enjoying competent people get after it. And in a story about journalism, there's so much uncertainty, there's so much effort that seemingly goes to waste, that it's sort of gratifying to realize that there is so much hustle, there's so much documentation, there's so much effort and planning involved with things that may not work out. And so if you want to have a sense of momentum in your life, I think as men, one of the things that we end up craving the most is just this feeling of constant forward momentum. Like you're not stuck, you're not in a prison. There is a capacity to move forward. That is the most exciting way to live. One could argue it may be the only way to live as a man. Without that, you cannot help but to fall into some sort of depression. You cannot help, no matter what your rank is in life, if you do not have this upward climbing thing of you're learning something, you're working towards something, you're messing things up in some way, it's as if the adventure of life is gone. So in this video, I want to talk about four ideas related to cultivating momentum, cultivating speed, the feeling of a character rushing into a car and pushing forward to escape and to plot his next venture. So the first idea is this: you have to do the most with what you have. And in 50 Cent's book, The 50th Law, he gives this incredible example of a Scottish sailor named Alexander Selkirk found himself marooned on a desert island some 400 miles off the coast of Chile. All he had was a rifle, gunpowder, knife, carpenter tools. And when he first arrived, he tried to venture into the forest, but he immediately ran into strange animals. He didn't see much. He just saw cats, rats. He felt it was a shelterless environment. So he decided he would go back to the shoreline and just stay at shore. He would sleep in a cave. He found enough to eat by catching fish. Even though it was a comfortable ranking, the shoreline gave him nothing to work with. Okay, he was able to catch fish, but he was more or less staying in the same place. And so as a result, he fell into some depression. At some point, the shoreline got invaded by sea lions because it was their mating season. So he was forced to move inland. He couldn't just harpoon fish and sit in a cave brooding. So he found out that in the dark forest, he was able to build huts out of the native woods. He cultivated fruit trees, like he literally planted trees. He taught himself to hunt the goats. He domesticated feral cats that were living inside the forest, so his loneliness went away. He was able to like have company once again. He took apart his useless rifle and he was able to make tools out of it. And eventually, because he was doing all this stuff inside the center of the forest, he was using these tools that he originally discarded. His depression actually went away. He had all these cat friends, and eventually he was finally rescued from the island. And years later, he would recall this period, 1704, as the happiest season of his life. What this tells us is that it's not so much ranking, your current positioning, that is determining your happiness or lack of happiness. It's that sense of momentum that exists inside that scenario. Years ago, when I was living in Los Angeles, first pursuing acting, I would say it was in many ways a stuck, miserable place in my life. Even though I'd gone to the biggest market for acting, at least that's what the world would say, I was still stuck because I wasn't acting very much. There was a sense of retreat, a regression. There was even a fear in me to sign up for acting classes in the heart of Hollywood. I was actually able to make more progress, both emotionally, cathartically, as an actor, when I moved back to Minnesota. Why? Because I was actually able to get local agents much easier than I would get a higher tier rep in LA, at least in that season of my life. I was able to sign up for plays. I did local theater at a decently high level. I started booking modeling jobs back in the day. Even some of them still air to this day on like banner ads on Delta flights, things like Sleep Number commercials and things that I did. And so while it wasn't a Christopher Nolan film, the fact that I was doing theater, I was auditioning, I was working on my craft, after a little bit of time, learning how to work with the camera and doing YouTube, that sense of momentum was there aggressively. Even though Minnesota, it was like my forest. And it wasn't the original market that I would want to be in, which is maybe some great city, some great town. You can see many, many examples of this. One that's really famous was the story of Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was basically wrongfully imprisoned for murder, for a crime he didn't commit. But while inside prison, he just read voraciously. In fact, some of the prisoners who make that the most productive season of their life, inside prison, they basically just work out two or three times a day, calisthenic movements, which gets them really lean. It's one of the reasons why prisoners oddly get kind of jacked. It's because they just shed a bunch of body fat and they have time to eat and rest. They make that period productive, but also read. Prisons have their own libraries, and you can read hundreds and hundreds of classic books. Reuben Carter, he read all about law and history. Same with Malcolm X back in his time, became a voracious reader. So he made prison the place that should represent ultimate confinement. These people, they made it a place of productivity. What does that tell us about you and your life today? The thing is, no matter where you are, you have resources that you can tap into that you don't fully acknowledge. You can consider this. For less than $1,000, you can buy any course you want online. I myself just purchased one of the best courses I ever got on After Effects and motion design, and I've been able to make my way through higher level editing work to the point where I can actually fit in waves inside, like ocean waves inside a text. I'm able to do that myself just from this work that I did on a course that I bought for less than $1,000. You're able to connect with anyone. You're able to send emails, DMs, LinkedIn messages. For $50 to $100, you could probably get coaching from people. This is all to say that one of the most powerful things you can do is recognize and take advantages of the tools that are before you. And one exercise that I would recommend is just note down on your own journal, note down on your own log, what are all the tools that I have available to me? You can start with the simple stuff. You can say, hey, I've got this cell phone. I can literally DM anyone I want on Instagram. I can look up anything there is. There are so many forces that exist outside of that, but you have to acknowledge all these little forces that are there to your favor. For like around $300, I can take a domestic flight to anywhere in the US. For around $1,000 or $1,500, I can stay in that place for like 6 or 7 days. That's kind of amazing. For just $1,500, I can literally leave. You know, we forget all the time. I could get in my car and drive 2 hours north for around, what, $60, $70 worth of gas, and explore the great Northern American shorelines. Sometimes we get so caught up in just the machinations that we are currently experiencing, our current reality, the grooves that run deep, that you forget that you have access to an insane number of tools, insane number of experiences. You have a lot at your disposal in terms of the tools you can implement to take on work, to attack a lot. So never forget that, because that same sailor in 1704 who thought his life was over, he was just running the same loop at the shoreline. As soon as he made the venture into the forest is when his depression went away. He was finally able to unlock. So this requires a degree of openness, to be sure. But if you do it, the results are immense. And the second idea I want to say to you here is that you have to be connected to your subconscious mind. Your best hunches for the actions that you can take, they come from a place that isn't real. That isn't understood. I don't know why this is, but I know that when I'm at my best, there is an intelligence flowing through me that is beyond who I am in this moment right now. Back in the day, I would consciously come up with YouTube scripts, and I had a whole process for it. You know, I'm going to read this book. I'm going to try to live out these experiences. And all of that I would do to a degree, to the point where even I would wake up and one of the first things I would do is go to a coffee shop and try to start scripting. But then I had this conversation with myself that where do the best scripts come from? Where do the best ideas come from? I would say they come from the subconscious mind. Or a YouTuber that I experienced recently, he said there is such a thing as the Akashic Records. Akash in Hindi means like, you know, the ether. And there's a place where perhaps you are connected to your ancestors, the intelligence of your ancestors. Metaphorically, this might be like the Great Library of Alexandria. There is some intelligence that is beyond what you can consciously say. And really, to access this, there's a couple of things you need to do, but one of the most important things is sobriety. in every form. Sobriety, and of course all the other things that keep you connected to your subconscious mind. The more you can give yourself the impression of the things that you want, the reality that you want to exist in, it's not that it's going to magically happen overnight, but what will happen is that your subconscious mind will connect you to actions that are aligned. That's so much more powerful. Sometimes you take on a certain action, and when you release, like you release and you're open-minded about strategy, what ends up happening is you just bump into proper experience, and the subconscious mind will give you actions that are more aligned. This is why I say to many of the people that I work with, hard work isn't necessarily grinding for 12 or 13 hours a day. It certainly can be if you know what to do, but usually on any given day, what you need to do is plant the right seed. To do that, you need to come from a place of alignment. One of the first things I do after I wake up, I go outside, I get some sunlight, I drink some electrolytes to kind of wake up the mind. I also take a cold shower first thing in the morning. But then shortly after that, I go straight into meditation. For me, I do now 40 or 50 minutes of meditation on the Gayatri Mantra. And the reason for that is just because meditation connects you to the subconscious mind. Meditation even connects me to a YouTube script that could have an impact, that could get me good views, whatever it is. It can get me closer to that result faster than any conscious scripting can. In fact, I was having a conversation with a friend. He said, you know, Nikhil, my Instagram has been growing really well, but I think in order to monetize more, maybe I should show my face on camera. To the point where I said, hey, listen, I've actually stopped strategizing. I don't even know what to say to you. What I would say, if you're such a good meditator and you know that you have a revenue goal you want to hit, then just use that and let action be guided from that. 4 to 5 hours of effort from a state of alignment will do more for you than any conscious level of grinding will. Probably. There's many forces that connect you to the subconscious mind. You can invoke all of that. Eating the right diet, a micronutrient-rich diet, sexual discipline, imprinting the right feelings in your mind through visualization and affirmations. All of this connects you to the results you want. All of this has an impact, and it's something that you should consider. If you want to take some of these conversations further, like how you can be connected to your subconscious mind or how you can work towards your goals, I have a school community. Because of this last trip abroad, I haven't been super active with it for the last 2 months, but I'm bringing it back now. Every Saturday morning, we'll have a meeting on just going over people's goals. My school community is really like on a size of like 10 to 15 people who show up on any given call, but it really is a 2-hour live call with me now every Saturday morning. So if that's something that you want to look into, you can check it out in the description box. But you get to hang out with me every Saturday, and it's basically some sort of accountability session on working towards your goals. The next idea I want to talk about here is do all that can be done each day. This was a catchphrase that was written in Wallace D. Waddle's book, The Science of Getting Rich. It was repeated in that book over and over and over again. The strange thing about do all that can be done each day, this really weird thing starts to happen. Sometimes you don't feel that pressure, that self-generated pressure of the do all that can be done each day. If something is on your docket for that day, like if it's something that you set to yourself, if you were to instead change that mindset of, okay, I should probably do this, to do all that can be done each day. Like I have this pressure, like I gotta get this done today. I gotta get it done today. If you start doing that, and if you honor that to the point where you're almost like chasing it, just like in these heist movies that we watched up front, Crime 101, there is a sense of, I have to, I must. In a heist movie, your life is on the line. So there's a sense of, I have to do this thing. If you can get back to a place of, I have to do this thing, I have to, life begins to take off. It's the craziest thing in the world. And I think, honestly, if you start living in the philosophy of do all that can be done each day, do all that can be done each day, if you start getting to that point, it takes around 3 days for your life to start taking off. It takes no time at all. And then you realize that whole time you come to this understanding, I have not been doing all that can be done each day for like the last 6-7 years. I've been probably getting to like 70% of do all that can be done each day, 60 or 70%. But if you wake up every morning with that grave intent, then in every aspect of your life, even with your day job, even with so many of the things that you work on, in every aspect of your life, it really, really starts to take off. And that is just, that's like 90% of the battle right there. So far, what we've covered is understand the resources that you have before you. Like make the most of the tools that are there. And a lot of this is just recognizing how great the tools are. The second thing is to be connected to your subconscious mind, because usually actions that are not taken from a place of alignment, from a place of being connected to your subconscious mind, they don't bring good results. So if you can do that first, like if you can meditate first, or if you can in the evenings do whatever your ritual is with that, make sure that you come from a place of alignment. Even a great measure of this is how positive and optimistic you feel? Can you feel good? Can you come from that place of self-generation in this moment now? If you can get yourself to that point, all actions that you actually do take when you start grinding, they're going to have a much more valuable result. And then the third thing is, once you are aligned, don't forget to grind. This is why a lot of the semen retention YouTubers, they end up just sitting in the forest doing nothing, okay? Because they're great at alignment. They're great, fantastic at alignment. But after that alignment, courage is still required. You still need to step into the uncertainty. At the top of this video, I talked about All the President's Men, or a lot of these journalism type, detectives type stories that many of us have loved. Well, journalism, if you're trying to do some sort of investigative journalism, it takes hundreds of hours of effort of grinding on something that might not pay off to actually get a result, but eventually things do work out. It's really weird. Like, no effort ultimately in the grand scheme of life, no effort ends up going wasted. But you got to make that effort at the end of the day. So these are really the three things. But if you do them, that sense of momentum in your life, it'll come back, I would say, within 3 days. You have to recognize your tools. You have to recognize how many tools you have and just know that you're never stuck. You're never stuck. You're never lonely. If you feel stuck, if you feel lonely, if you feel like, oh my gosh, this is a real struggle for actors because, you know, what you're told classically as an actor or anyone in kind of like that creative entrepreneur type venture, you're told you're just waiting for your agent. You're waiting for the phone to ring. You know, you're often in that place. And so there's this great thing, or, you know, you're working a day job and you're trying to get this other thing off the ground on the side. Maybe you're trying to build your own company. In that sense, you often feel caught up in similar loops. You know, you get stuck in these similar loops over and over again, and you forget how much agency you have. So the first step in all this, when it comes to generating momentum, just recognize the profound level of agency you have. And you could probably solve this, if you want to just solve it in a quick way, buy some course for something that you genuinely need to study. I mean, I vetted this course by Ben Marriott, but once I started studying it, I'm like, damn, this is paying off. Like, learning After Effects. And after this, I'm hoping to learn DaVinci Resolve, learning the node system in that so that I can finally get color grading in the next part of my feature film. Like, high-end color grading, that would be really cool. Recognize your tools. 2, be connected to your subconscious mind. It's like the most important thing. This means you can't, in my opinion, you can't even have THC drinks. Like, definitely no alcohol, but not even THC drinks. And I'm even reluctant to stay away from like nootropics, like modafinil and whatnot. Currently, I just drink caffeine, but even with that, I am curious, is that affecting my connection to my subconscious mind? I'm not sure. What my intuition is telling me these days is that perhaps even caffeine is disconnecting me from the subconscious. Perhaps eating meat in any regard is disconnecting me from the subconscious mind. It's the most powerful thing you have. It connects you to the Akashic records, so to speak. And then the last thing, of course, is still do all that can be done each day. Recently watched The Odyssey, and what that movie taught me more than anything is that even as an older man, I mean, Matt Damon is 55, an older man, an older figure like Odysseus, there is still a virility to it, virility to that effort. Like, a man can still be deeply effective at 50 or 60 if he does all that can be done each day. And back in the day, you know, the Bronze Era or whatnot, people had no choice but to do all that can be done each day. Even today, certain cities you go to, people just drive on motorcycles all day delivering Instacart food. If you were to do that for yourself, that same effort, that same dedication, that same showing up to the work, then this masculine motion that we all find so attractive, that is the only thing that satisfies one's soul, I find. That is the only way that thing gets achieved. But on the other hand, if you do it, like if you actually follow through on these efforts, then that glorious adventure comes back. And that's all you're really looking for. You're not necessarily looking for riches or fame. A degree of those will come anyway, but what you're looking for is masculine motion. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video every 2 weeks, usually a video inspired by some topic related to being a creative entrepreneur, and also, of course, inspiration from cinema. If that appeals to you at all, I would invite you to subscribe to the channel. You can follow me for behind the scenes content on my Instagram at nrajapandey. And lastly, if you want to work with me further, if you want to be an effective YouTuber yourself, I have a coaching program. You can check that out. It's the first link in the description box. But with that being said, for those of us who are willing to recognize our tools, connect ourselves to our subconscious mind, and do each day's work, to us I say, greatness is coming. We'll catch you in the next one.